You know when you eat chicken, there's a bone.
The breastbone?
The one?
Oh, the wishbone, or the pulley bone, I call it.
Okay. But, there are any, I guess you'd say, stories about that.
Yes, you can take the pulley bone and you get somebody to pull it with you. And the one that gets the shortest end of it will marry first or whichever. I don't know which it is. Maybe marry first.
Do you ever hear that short end or the long end called any special names?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And what do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? Do you have just a general name for the inside parts that you eat?
That you eat or?
Mm-hmm.
You're not talking about the chicken breast or backbone?
I just mean the insides, like the liver and heart and gizzard and so forth. Is there a general name like castlet or horselet or
No, not to me. I don't know if it's not.
Yeah. What about on a pig? The inside parts that you eat.
I don't call it anything. I can't think of anything.
Yeah. You ever hear liver? Liver and...
Yeah, liver. I mean, I've eaten hog liver, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the lights, they call it. And the...
What's that?
Well, it's something pretty close to the liver. It's just another object. Right close to the liver, but I don't know what it is. Really? And
right.
But I don't know what you call the things.
Yeah. Did you ever see a hog butcher?
Mm-hmm. I have.
How do you do that?
Well, you first, the ones I've seen, they shoot him with a gun. And as soon as they shoot him, as soon as he falls over dead, they cut his throat.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's see which they do first. Oh, then they, I may have fought it backwards, but next thing after they cut his throat, I guess they throw him in the hog scalder with boiling, it's full of boiling hot water. And then they scald him. Then they hang him to a, well, to a, say from a tree limb or a pole. So after you hang him from the pole or the tree or whatever, then you, just cut him right straight down through the middle and take his insides or entrails or whatever you want to call them out. And then you scrape all the hair off of him, because after you scald it, then you scrape that all off. And then that's it. Then you, after you take him down from the pole, then you have to block him out into the sections of meat that you usually have.
When you cut the side of the hog, what do you call that?
You mean when you cut him down the middle, or?
Yeah, when you're, I guess what you said,
blocking him out.
Uh-huh. When you cut the side, what do you call that section?
Middling. I believe they call it the middling in there.
What other parts?
Well, of course, you'd have the two shoulders, and you'd have the two hams, and you'd have the middlings, which I think are these sides. You have the hog's head, which they, and the hog's feet, and then. That's all, just about all that I can think of, the sections, when you actually cut it out like that. Then, of course, you grind, you trim that all out after you cut it in, block it out into sections. Then you trim it, and all the trimmings from it, you grind into sausage, which is your tenderloin. Sometimes you put your tenderloins in, which is...